Hey folks, not too good today, feeling a little bit rough, so working from home. No, I'm not hungover, I'm actually genuinely a little bit rough. Had a bad migraine and stuff. I think my body's just knackered from a week's worth of crappy sleep and all the driving I've been doing over the weekend. Last night, went to see the Eddie Izzard gig. It was a bit disappointing, to be honest, but I'll talk about that in a separate audio boo when I can be asked to do it. But last night I was sat next to one of the most annoying women on earth. First of all, when she was coming to sit down to her chair, her opening statement was, you know, like really loudly, it was, "Oh great, I'm sat between two blokes." And I'm thinking, A, what's the relevance of that? And B, hello, I can actually fucking hear what you're saying. I am here. Don't just sit down and say something like that and not acknowledge me. Or, you know, she was actually serious when she said that. But the relevance of that statement is she was slightly on the larger side, being polite. And you know, I'm not going to make fun of anything like that. And her husband or boyfriend, he was massive. He was about 6'4". He was quite big himself. So she was squeezed in between us. But at the end of the day, if you're going to go to a gig like that, what do you expect? You know, they're the odds. I've been in that situation so many times where, well, on the train or anything like that, you've seen all my ranting tweets. But she sat down. I've got to say, her arse was fucking huge as well. But you know, what are you going to do? If that's how it is, that's how it is. No point moaning about it, you know? Anyway, so she sits down, and I'm trying to be polite and squeeze up. But all she did throughout the entire gig was just, like, fidget around, and, you know, she'd try and give me dirty looks, but as soon as I saw her head turning towards me, I'd look at her and she'd turn away. Ah, God, that was just pissing me off. The other thing was, she had the most annoying laugh going. You know when you go to a comedy gig and there's always one annoying person who's got some weird fake laugh or laughs really loudly at the most insignificant thing that no one else is laughing at? That was her. She was that person last night. Oh, man. I'll tweet you an example of what her laugh was like. But if any one of you guys watch Family Guy, there's this clip where Brian is going about Stewie's weird laugh and he's a clip of him just sat on the sofa watching some sort of sitcom and laughing, and I swear to God, her laugh was exactly like that. But anyway, how long is this audio book going on for? Right, it's approaching 3.5 minutes. It's getting far too long. So I'll leave it at that, rant over, and I'll catch up with you guys afterwards. Bye.